The next thing we're gonna discuss actually was something we've just literally had demoed to us this afternoon, which is a 3D screen from Zalman. You're probably smiling at the very thought of a 3D screen because obviously these things have been around for ages. And I remember, you know, lenticular graphics and those little goggles with the red and green kind of inserts in them.
Oh, and you looked at your back of your cereal box back and there'd cereal be like box. Yogi Bear in front of a mountain or something.
Exactly.
But even LCD screens that purport to be 3D have been around for ages.
Yeah, and they've never been much good. And this, to be honest, this was another one of those products that I just thought, this is never going to come out, because I remember seeing it at Computex. And it didn't really sort of work properly. And we've actually got a demo system in our lab now, and it's actually rather fantastic.
It's quite striking, isn't it? When you put those glasses on and have a look, and you can see proper 3D effects coming out of the monitor. It's really good.
So the way it works, it looks just like a normal TFT screen. In fact, it's a normal, you know, fairly high quality TFT panel. And then it has two polarizing filters on the front of it. So they give it quite a kind of a glossy sort of reflective look. And then it works in 2D mode. It just looks like a normal sort of glossy TFT monitor. You can then hit a hotkey to activate 3D mode. Which is kind of like instantly downing about a bottle of vodka, because it goes incredibly blurry.
It splits the image in two, doesn't it?
Yeah, it starts splitting the image in two. So then you have to put on these glasses, which are polarizing. They're like very light sunglasses with polarizing filters. And what they do is they then recombine the image so that you have a 3D.
Well, help feed it into your eyes so that your brain recombines it.
Yes.
It really does work. You have to be sitting just right in front of the monitor.
On a kind of horizontal to vertical level. It has to be at your eye level, but yeah. You can go left to right for viewing angles. And I was astonished. We played World of Warcraft, Painkiller. It's more noticeable in some scenes than others, but there's a bit in Painkiller where you're going across this bridge and you're looking off into the distance, and it really does. There is an incredible depth to it.
It really does depth, sort of. It does look as if scenery is really going back into the screen. It's almost like looking out of a window, and you've got like your heads-up display screen furniture as if it's on the glass of a window. And then the actual game itself does look like it's a real world,
a proper world outside
you're looking into, and it is quite gripping.
It has its good points, which is that it works with a really wide range of games. It does have its downsides. When it comes to movies, you need special 3D movies that have been shot like that, so you know you've got a choice of, I don't know, two movies, basically.
Beowulf is due out soon, and that's been shot 3D, so...
Okay, so you've got two movies and Beowulf.
And Beowulf.
It only works on NVIDIA graphics cards because it needs a special driver, and that's the biggest limitation at the moment, which is that driver is, I think it's 93-something, so it's pretty ancient.
Chatting to the guys, I think NVIDIA are going to have a new driver in a week or two. That'll update game performance and things like that, and then it will also open up the variety of hardware you can.
Yeah, because obviously on the 90 series of drivers you can only have 7 series graphics cards, so it does have sort of some limitations, but they are actually going to be selling them in the UK starting fairly soon. £430 for the 22 inch widescreen monitor, would you consider that? Because that's about double the price, really.
It is. It's a tricky one. I mean, it looks brilliant.
I have to say, if I was listening to this podcast, or if I read about this on the web or something, I probably wouldn't think about it at all. Having now seen it in action, it's really good. I mean, it's seemed quite easy on the eye. There's not any flicker. You know, it's a lot nicer than 3D images I've seen in the past. I don't know, Ben. Would you be interested in sort of 3D?
Well, I haven't seen it yet because you guys have played around with it in the labs, but I haven't had a go on it yet, so I don't know.
Do you think it's something that people just discount a lot now?
Because I think it is, because I mean I've read quite a lot of things about 3D monitors, and after having tried a few of them, you know, like you have. I mean, I remember trying the NVIDIA glasses a few years ago.
This is
you know, you felt like your head had been messed with after you were playing with one of those. It was just awful. But, you know, I'd have a go on it.
I think that's it. I think maybe you should go down to shops and showrooms and demand a demo.
I think Zalman need to get some demo units of these out there, because I just don't think people are going to believe it, almost.
I think once people do start buying them, I mean, that's going to be a great thing to show off to your mates.
Yeah.
You know, put these glasses on, have a look at this.
It is very cool. I mean, it does have that sort of wow factor. I mean, we literally set it up in the lab about, I don't know, half an hour before we were doing this podcast, and we had everybody who came into the lab stopped and wanted to have a look
at it. And that's some pretty cynical tech journalists.
Yeah, they're a bit of... They're a bit a bunch in this building.
But they were all pretty much impressed and, you know, going back to their respective labs and saying, oh, yeah, go and check this out. It's really cool.
Yeah. We'll have some more. I think we'll have a bit more of a detailed write up coming onto the website probably in the next issue.
I'm not convinced that Chris liked it that much. I think he had problems with because the cursor isn't 3D. So that kind of sits flat on.
There is some weirdness because, of course, there are some things you want to be 3D, like monsters and trees and things, and other things you don't. For instance, text on an interface, you want flat. So like your health display, you don't want that to kind of, you want the text to be just clear and legible. Same with sort of the cursor and like a crosshair.
But then if you're using the cursor to click on game objects, like a baddie, then you'd want it to go into the 3D-ness, into the game, to click on the baddie in perspective and,
It's tricky, but it's
an interesting thing that Chris kind of.
Yeah, there's definitely drawbacks to it, but it is quite exciting. So we will have some more coverage of that.